Appreciate everybody coming out with the little snow. It's an early winter, isn't it? Would that be right?
No.
I mean, I'm a New England guy, but it just seems like there's snow earlier than usual. Now, when I was growing up, Paul, we'd get snow now. It just seemed to shift a little bit. I always got to pick on Paul.
Feels pretty mild to me right now.
Nah,
I don't know.
It's not bad at all. The only reason I bring that up is, you know, we were in twice this week. Prefer not to do that. Like to try to get out sometime in these next 2 days because we need to be outside in the elements. But we just thought to get the work done against Philly being inside was a good thing these last 2 days. Having said that, I thought we had a pretty good practice. I throttled it down a little bit at the end just to make sure we're fresh. I think the guys are reacting pretty well and looking forward to playing the Eagles. So with that, I'll open it up.
I guess the bad news on Pugh, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's probably going to end up being shutting them down for the year. But we did it the right way. You know, Ronnie and his staff went out, checked it, made sure. And so now at least we know.
You know, how big a blow is that for him personally, though? I mean, he's obviously going to be free agent after this year.
Yeah, I would think any guy that's in that situation, Jordan, would be a little bit bummed out. You'd have to ask him specifically. But he's a football player, likes playing the game. I'm sure he's disappointed he's not going to play the rest of the season.
Landon?
Landon did limited work today. Got out there and did individuals. And I think we gave him some cardio to keep him up to speed. Hopefully we can get him out there tomorrow and do something.
Roger Lewis is on the bike. Is he okay?
We'll know a little bit more tomorrow. He didn't go today. And Pat's going to get you all that when we finish here. Hopeful for tomorrow. We'll see.
Landon, you know, said yesterday, he kind of echoed what you said about the idea of having to yank him off the field. You know,
that's surprising. In what way?
You know, take my helmet, take my shoulder pads.
Yeah,
I'm still going to try.
Okay,
to find.
I got it.
I mean, this time of year, I mean, you do have some guys who are banged up. And,
yeah, a lot.
And getting out there and still getting out there. I mean, what Snacks did last week a couple times. I mean, what does that say for these guys here?
I'm glad you brought that up because this morning when I had the team meeting, I put up that a lot of guys had fought through yesterday's practice with injuries and are banged up, and they did it again today. I want them to know I appreciated that. I think it says a lot about the character of the guy, meaning that we're still in there fighting. I think that's a great reflection of the players we got in that locker room. Everybody's banged up this time of year in the NFL. It's easy to keep coming out here when you're winning. It's a little bit tougher when you're in the situation we're in. But I think for the most part, this group we have love playing a game of football. I think they like being a part of the New York Giants organization, and that means something to all of us. And if we keep functioning that way, then we'll be okay.
What is your take on, you know, head coaches and motivation? I mean, you know, you now have to motivate the whole team. You did it with the Rams.
Yep.
Is that something you put a lot of thought and effort into? Presentations, you want to show them a video, you know, I mean,
there's a tremendous amount of time that goes into preparing for meetings because I do think that meetings are important. You want to set direction, you want to set theme, you know, you got to get the ball rolling sometimes when it's slowing down, you got to turn it the other way. There is a lot to that. But I'm not a rah-rah. I mean, I kind of usually hit them straight. I think most guys, my experience in the NFL is guys appreciate it that way. Be honest with them, hit them straight. Let them know that you care about them. Let them know you care about the team, the organization. It's all about the example you set. And hopefully, you know, we're all doing that. I mean, we all got in this business of coaching, you know, to mentor, to lead, to teach, to educate. And I even had that conversation with our staff. Let's just keep doing that. Forget about the circumstances. Focus on that.
You guys have to come out and be a little more aggressive. Maybe you have
to. You want me to tell Philadelphia exactly what we're
doing? No, I'm just you guys kind of came out against the Chiefs a couple weeks ago and kind of went for broke and obviously won that game. I mean, you kind of take that approach.
I mean, we'll tell you, look, I did say, I mean, we talked about being bold. You know, opportunity favors the bold, so there'll be some boldness. Now, what that means in terms of play calls and what we do, we'll wait to be able to find out. But you got to be bold in this league. I mean, you can't sit back on your heels.
We got a chance to talk to Kevin Abrams today, finally. He said you've done an exceptional job over the first 10 days. And
I appreciate
your conversation. What have your conversations been like with him so far?
Great. Look, I've known Kevin a long time. And Kevin and I stayed in touch even when I left here. I'd see him. He's a tremendously intelligent. I value intelligence and have a great deal of respect for it. And Kevin's one of those guys that's really smart. And the other thing I was talking to him the other day is, he has a really good knack of seeing the big picture. I mean, sometimes as coaches, you can get those blinders on, but he does a good job of seeing the whole thing. You know, there are times when I can't see the what's the saying, go in the forest through the trees, and then you need somebody to open it up for you. Kevin could do that, so I'm glad he's here, and he's been a great help.